Continuing our discussion about whether or not to stand for the Aseres HaDibrois. So we discussed yesterday whether or not one should stand, generally speaking, for Kriyas HaTorah. We said that the Mechaber said that you don't have to. The Ramor says that if you want to be Machmir, then it's very nice that you do. The question then was, but the Kul Alma, you have to stand for the brochas, for Baruch Hu. For Baruch Hashem and Baruch Leinu Void, you have to stand. Then we discussed what's the difference between Kriyas HaTorah and the brochas, and we said because the brochas and the Koirei, the person who is reading from the Torah, they are actively involved. Because they're actively involved, that's a sort of higher level than the Dovah, that's a higher level of Dovah Shebikdusha, and therefore they have to stand. Whereas the people who are around, who are only listening, that's what we learned yesterday, so it is Dovah Shebikdusha, but it's a lower level, and therefore they are not Mechuyev to stand. Then comes the question, what happens if, let's say, you get to Baruch Hu and you are sitting? Does it mean that when you're standing, you should remain standing? Or does it mean that when you are sitting, that you should actually get up? Do you have to stand for Baruch Hu and for Baruch Hashem and Baruch Lo Lavoyet? Or do you have to stand up for Baruch Hashem and Baruch Lo Lavoyet? And there's a discussion there. There's a discussion the Arizal was noig, that he only stood up for Kaddish if he was standing anyway. He didn't get up off his seat from a sitting position for Kaddish, but it says, for instance, if he got to the end of Hallel and he was standing anyway for Hallel, or if he got to the end of maybe Chazaras HaShatz and he was standing for Chazaras HaShatz, then he would stand for Kaddish as well. But if he was in a situation where he was in a sitting position, he wouldn't stand up specially. So the question is, let's say if you are sitting, Bein Gavra Le Gavra, which is certainly okay, and then you hear Baruch Hu Es Hashem Anvoyoch, are you mechuyev to stand up, or may you remain sitting? So that we learn, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that we learn that from a parsha in Shoftim, Perek Gimel. Shoftim Perek Gimel is the early period of the Shoftim, which was after the death of Yehoshua, before there was a Beis HaMikdosh, and before there was a king. So there was a period of Shoftim. The first of the Shoftim was called Osniel ben Knaz, and then afterwards there was a period, this is Shoftim Perek Gimel, Vayosifu b'nei Yisrael la'asos hora b'enei Hashem, they worshipped the Baalim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very angry with them. So Egloin, the king of Moav, teamed up, it says, with Amoin and with Amalek, all old enemies of Klal Yisrael, and they actually conquered Eretz Yisrael. And they ruled over Eretz Yisrael for 18 years. And it says, "Vayavdu b'nei Yisrael Eglon melech Moav," that the b'nei Yisrael had to serve Eglon, the king of Moav, Shmoina Esrei Shana, for 18 years. And they cried to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "I will send you a leader to lead you out of this trouble." Yeah, and they sent some, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them the second of the Shoftim, whose name was Ehud ben Gero. Ehud ben Gero ben Hayimini, and it says that what they did was they sent him with a delegation, and with a very, very, it doesn't say exactly what it was, but a large mincho, a large present, to bribe Egloi Melech Moav, and he approached, on behalf of the community, he went to speak to Egloi Melech Moav, in order to see whether or not he could persuade him to be less harsh to the Jews. There was oppression, there were heavy taxes, that sort of thing. So they asked permission, and they were allowed into the palace, together with the mincho. And they brought the mincha in, and it seems that Egloin was very, 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 very pleased. And once he'd finished bringing the mincha, then he sent away all the people who were with him, who were accompanying him, to bring the mincha. And then he said to the king, who was obviously then in a good mood, Egloin Melech Moav, he said, I have something confidential to discuss with you. Can we speak in private? And the king said, fine. And they were left alone in the room. And Elov came, and Ehud had smuggled into the palace, inside, underneath his clothes, a sharp two-sided dagger. And it says that Ehud approached the king, and Vayoyme Ehud, and Ehud said, Va Elohim li Elecho, I have something, a message for you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayokom me'al hakisei. And when Egloi Melech Moav heard that he has a Dvar Elohim, then he stood up from his throne. And Chazal say that we learn from that a Kol Shekein, that if Ehud, who was a Goy, heard that there is Dvar Elohim and stood up specially for that, then Kol Shekein, we should do that as well. And Chazal say that because of that, that Egloi Melech Moav was Zoyche, that Rus, who was his daughter, right, became the Ema Malchus, right? That was his zechus, that was his reward for standing up. But we learn from there as well, they want to say that if you are sitting down, let's say being Gavro LeGavro, and then you hear Baruch Hu Es Hashem Amvoyoch, you should be no less than Egloi Melech Moav, and you should stand up in order to answer Baruch Hashem Amvoyoch Lo Amvoyet.
Started at the Torahway, North West London, Tuesday, Gimel 7, 19th of May, when Rav Dayan Nachum Geli Shlita, Rav of Parachodosh, Rosh based in London, based in Likras Chag HaShavuos. This week's episode is sponsored anonymously, Olim Nishmas, our esteemed founder, Svi Yosef Dov, Ben Rav Shimon Michal, Svi Itzkovitz, Zichrono Livracha.
That sounded like a very hard act to follow. This was read out to Le'ilui Nishmas, those who sponsored, etc. I'd like to add, I'm just about nearing the shloshim of a younger brother, David B'minrein of Zecharia, so this should also be Le'ilui Nishmosai Imitz Hashem. So, Moirai V'raboisai, it's the third day of Sivan. The third day of Sivan was what's called a Yom HaGbola. That's when it's, the mitzvahs of being poirish and not going too near Har Sinai, those mitzvahs were given. Each one of these days is a very special day. B'chodesh HaShlishi L'tzeis B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. So the parsha begins, the parsha of Matan Torah, B'yom HaZeh Bo'u Midbar Sinai. On this day, they arrived at Midbar Sinai. So Rashi brings a Poshet HaKasha. What does it mean? Bayoim Hazeh. It wasn't on this day, it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. The Torah was given on the 6th or the 7th of Machlokes in the Gemara, the 6th or the 7th of Sivan. So Bayoim Hazeh. What does so Chazal say? It should have said Bayoim Hahu. Mao Bayoim Hazeh. Sheyia Divrei Torah Chadoshim Alecho Keilu Hayoim Nitnu. So this is one of the many places Chazal give the same maimah, that Divrei Torah, there's always got to be that sense of freshness, a sense of newness, that is chadshus, because the more we're ma'ayin, the more we're misamek in Divrei Torah, we find new chidushim. So, and again, every yontif, it comes to Shavuos, we have to find new inyonim, a new hamokah ba'Torah. There's a posh dekasha that Meforshim ask, I've seen this in different Sforim. They ask a question, what do you mean she divrei Torah chadoshim beinecho kilu hayoim nitnu? But the Torah wasn't given by Yom HaZeh Bo Midbar Sinai, which was Rosh Chodesh, it was 7 days or 6 days before the Torah was given. There was no she divrei Torah beinecho chadoshim. Torah wasn't given yet. Say that on the 6th, say that on the 7th, but don't say that on Rosh Chodesh. And the answer is no, that in order to be mekabel the Torah, in order to have a meaningful reaffirmation of Kabbalah HaTorah for us every year, we can't just sort of plunk into Shavuos and the week continues and it's Shavuos, Pesedah, Shavuos, now we start with Shavuos. No, for the same reason Klal Yisrael needed a hachana, needed preparation, a build-up. And that build-up included kedusha, it included parisha, it included bits and pieces of Torah that were taught to them. Similarly, Bizman Hazeh, and every year, when it comes to Shavuos, I mean, you all know that. Shavuos is not simply a commemoration. All Yomim Tovim, Rav Dessler writes this about Rucho, it's not a commemoration of the time, a historic day, a major historic day in Klal Yisrael, etc. It's much more than that. The year is not linear, it's circular, and it comes round. And all the hashpois of that particular season come back, and we've got a renewed Kabbalah Satorah, and for that renewed Kabbalah Satorah, we need Hachana as well. It's well known, the Netziv in Parshas Yisroi, where on the Posuk, Vayisu Merfidim Vayavoyu Midbar Sinai, that's the next Posuk. So the first Posuk says, they came to Midbar Sinai, and then it says they moved away, they traveled from Rafidim and they came to Midbar Sinai and they camped in the Midbar. Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahav, very famous Psukim. Says in the Tziv, this whole Posuk is superfluous. So, because you've already told us, Bar Midbar Sinai, so now you're starting, oh, where they come from? And they came to the Midbar. We've just said, Bar Midbar Sinai. What's the purpose of this whole Posuk? And he quotes a Mechilta, where the Mechilta says, Ma bi oson la Midbar Sinai al menos lekabel ha-toiro. So just as when they came to Sinai, the purpose was, it was clear, why, what am I doing here? What am I coming for? It's in order to be mekabel ha-toiro. Kach nesioson merfidim al das lekabel ha-toiro. When they left Refidim, not they left. They left, they're told to leave, they left, and etc. When we come, then support. No, no, no. Every step of the way, every part of the journey towards Torah has got to be with the purpose of Torah. Ela mikan yesh lilmoy t'chol dova she b'kedusha, ma she'odo meichin atzma yoysa l'zeh, chal olav yoysa ha'hechshar hazeh. The more effort a person puts into it, not into the Torah itself, but into the hachana, into being a keli haroyu, to be mekabelis ha'Torah, then the greater impact the Torah will have on that person. The person just rides into Shavuos. Yeah, of course, Yom Tov has got an impact and they learn on Shavuos, but the person gears up to the Shavuos, then the Torah has got a different hashpah on them altogether. This is the Netziv I'm quoting in Parshas Yisroi. And he quotes a famous Gemara, which people, this is often quoted, I don't want to say Baruch, but the Gemara, famous Gemara in Bar Metzia, Daf Pehei Amud Beis, where Gedolei Maasei Chiyo, where Rav Chiyo wanted to teach Torah Klal Yisrael, and it's amazing what he did, that he went around all the villages to teach them Torah. But how did he teach them? In what? Which forum did he teach them? So the Gemara tells us, you know, he went and he made nets and he caught animals and he shechted them and he used the food for Aniyim and he used the skins to write on it Megillus of Torah. How long Arichus in the Gemara says Netziv, what for? You're a very busy man. You're a tanner. Go to the shop, buy some parchment, write some Torah and take it. No. So that's the Pshat of the Gemara. Pshat of the Gemara is that if he went and he made nets to catch the animals in order to write the Torah, and all this was done with a kavana, the Torah should be taught in Klal Yisrael, then the Torah is going to be a different Torah. We should never underestimate the extra effort we put in into something being Torah-dik, into something being proper, into something hachona for Torah, then it was going to be a different Torah. And Memela, that's what the Pasuk wants to say. Vayisu merfidim, the Mechilta says that every step they traveled in that way, there was one soul kavana, one matorah, end game, we're going to have the Torah. All on a similar theme. Bemes, it's famous, a question which both the Marshal and the Magen Avraham asked the question that we know the Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim on Thursday, and we know Torah was given on Shabbos. Machlokes here only is between the Tanoim, what date of the month was it? Was it 6th of the 7th? And that depends on various considerations. But if so, it comes out that the day we celebrate for Shavuos is really the 51st day, so to speak, of Tzeis Omeres Mitzrayim. Because, not the day we celebrate. The day of the giving of the Torah was 51st day. What do we celebrate? We celebrate the day after the 49, the 50th. So we're celebrating the wrong day. Tosfos asks the question, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, Yom HaShishi, Vayechul HaShemayim, Yom HaShishi, no, it's referring to the sixth day, and the whole world was created for Torah. So he said, and what do we do according to Man Da'amah, who says Torah was given on the seventh? So it's not HaShishi, so the whole Pasuk in the Torah doesn't work. So Tosfos has got two answers. And the Marsha says on this, He says, no. He says that there was a purpose why the day we celebrate the Torah is a day before the Torah was given, because kol she'yiras chetoi koidem l'chachmosoi chachmosoi miskayemes. That in order to receive the Torah, we have to be kelim who are muchen, who are capable of receiving the Torah. I'll give a little bit of an explanation to this. The Maral wrote many sforim. One of the sforim he wrote is the Siva Torah. The Siva Torah, the Siva Chesed. In the Siva Torah, he goes to great length to explain all the Mamori Chazal that tell us the attributes a person has got to have in order for him to be Mekabel Torah. And explains the Maral as follows. He says, why is this? So what's the problem? So wonderful, shas, beautifully printed. Open it and learn, and you'll have the Torah. He says, no. He says that Be'emes Torah is something which was Kodmo Libriyas HaOlam. Torah is something spiritual. Torah is something that's written by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban in Hakdama to Bereishis says the whole Torah was written in a different format to we've got, which means the same letters, but cut up the words differently, completely differently. Our Torah is something from way beyond our ken, our reach. So, Be'emes, Torah should be unfathomable for us to be able to learn and understand. There's only one condition. If we are to raise ourselves in our matzav of ruchnius, call me shame by this and other nova, then he's not able to receive Torah. The more we are medame ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more ruchni we are, the more we're able to be mekabel the Torah. But if we remain close to Gashmi, close to something material, close to something which is rochuk to Torah, then it's inconceivable that we should be able to have a kinyan HaTorah. My father, Zichrono Livracha, used to say, what's the meaning when we say we have to be koyin HaTorah? Koyin HaTorah. How do you define the difference when you learn Torah and when you're koyin HaTorah? What's the proof of a person to himself as being koyin HaTorah? So my father used to say, when he feels the truth of Torah, when he feels, you know, sometimes you learn a svara, Yeah, you could say that. They say, you haven't got it. Once you feel, wow, that's it, I've got it. This is the pshat. This is the emes. That's the kinyan HaTorah. This kinyan HaTorah is really removed from us. I always say it's a bit like putting the wrong software in the wrong hardware. It's incompatible. It doesn't work. We can make it compatible if we become compatible kveyochel with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we become on the same wavelength, if we become spiritual, we become ruchni, we become anshe maila, and then, oivizoy, as ruchnistika people, we can tap in, we can have a chelek, we can be part of this great Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is given. And that's really the reason, and coming back to the Marsha, the celebration of our Yontov of Shavuos in the day before we got the Torah, because we became royal to receive the Torah. And Shmuel gives the Torah, the Torah's there. But how are we going to have it? We're only going to have it as much as we become clay kibbul, ro'uyim for Kabbalah Satorah. V'meila, that's the Yontov of Shavuos that we celebrate. It's Pili Ploim, the oimek of what the Marsha is telling us. The Marsha is not telling us we celebrate the day the Torah was given. Yom HaShishi, which was day 50, which was not the day that the Torah was given, but it's the day we became Re'uyim to be Mekabel HaTorah. That's the celebration of Torah. So it's a very powerful understanding, a message of the Hachona, the Avada, Hachona, the Dvar Mitzvah, and the Hasidic Sforim speak a lot about it. And every mitzvah is choshuv, and one in a way can only have the impact as much as one's got the Hachona. But Kavachoyma for Torah, without Hachona for Torah, it's inconceivable that we should be Kelim Haru'iyim Lekabolas HaTorah. Sorry, yeah.
If we're supposed to be on this really high ruchnius level, I believe for Shavuos, nevertheless, of all the Yom Tovim, there has to be a Gashmius Simcha as well. So how does that sort of fit
in? Okay, that's a magnificent question, and that's a bit of a schmooze on its own. Why? On Shavuos, we have to. Rashi writes that the Harois, that the Torah is beautiful for us, is, and that means we shouldn't only lead our lives of Yiddishkeit with a feeling that as Rav Moshe is a burden, as Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, the reason why Yiddishkeit got lost in America, because when they came, it was very difficult. It was with serious nefesh. People said in the household, "Oy, it's a shver to zayin yid, it's a shver to zayin yid." What do the children say? If all they hear Tom Schwetz is Zaini Yid, then we need Zaini Chwana, it's not a Yid, and etc. And that's where. So we have to have this element as well. I think there's a different Oymek, which answers your question. That's one Mahalach. Perhaps another Mahalach is that the Kavona of the Torah is to raise the mundane to the spiritual. So, yes, we're not meant to live as hermits. Kedoshim Tiyu Leilo Keichem. The Pasuk says we've got to be holy, and the Pasuk says I'm deviating, it's your fault. The Pasuk says that the Chazal say, Yochel Kamoini, I may have thought that we should be as holy as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tamud Loim, Mekdushosi Lamala, Mekdushaschem, my Kedusha is higher. And everybody asks, what's the Havim, and that we should be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer is no, because one could think, Torah mitzvahs, so like Kvayochel Lehavdil Elf Avdolas, people of the Goyish of faith think if you want to be holy, you have to separate, you have to be celibate, you have to be calm, you can't partake in Olam Hazeh. No. That's not what it means. No. Don't be a hermit. Don't live with people, but raise everything to a level. So, yes, we have the food and we have the cheesecake and etc. But there's a boy with a mezoinus and there's a ramichio and there's a halachas when we have that toichasuda or not toichasuda and etc. etc. So, using every element of Olam Hazeh to elevate it to Olam Haba, that is one of the greatest inyonim of Torah, and that we celebrate on Shavuos. So, that little Dvar Torah is yours, Chus.
Should we have an overriding mitzvah in Hashem the Simcha?
That is correct. I don't know whether to say it can only be in a human way, that a person can direct, a person can direct his noise and everything is God with, always with our Chorus HaTov Tatush Baruch Hu. I mean, maybe it takes on a spiritual dimension. It does mean we're holding on to Malachim and we're grappling with Malachim. It means to say is we're elevating everything we've got for a higher and better purpose. Why am I eating? Why do I want? The answer is yes, because if not, I can't do the mitzvahs, and if not, I can't earn a living, and if I don't earn a living, I can't support Torah mitzvahs, and etc. Jewish living is expensive. So, and that can be with tremendous simcha. So I think it can all come to the same thing. Well, Rabbis, I'd like to share with you a medrash. And this sort of all fits into the same theme, not so much Hachona, but if we talk about what ultimately Torah, the learning of Torah and the connection of Torah gives us. And this is a medrash at the beginning of Parshas Truma. The medrash says, V'yichu li Truma, ahud ichsev ki lekach toiv nosati lochem, my Torah is a great bargain, is a great purchase. Toirosi al ta'azoivu. So the Medrash continues to say, do you know any mekach, any purchase a person will buy that's got zohov and it's got sodos and it's got kromim and it's got kesef? And the Medrash goes through the psukim how Torah contains everything. So Torah, ki lekach toiv nosati lochem. Torah is the greatest mekach that is possible for a person to ever purchase. And then the Medrash continues to say that v'yesh lecho mekach shemi shemochrei nimkar imoy. Do you ever have a transaction where the vendor sells himself with the article he's selling? No. I've got a car and I sell you a car. I've got a Kenwood and I sell you a Kenwood. So the vendor stays here, the purchaser, and the transition is of the chayfetz. Says the Medrash, Torah is not like that. Mekach, the Misha Mochroi sells himself with, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Mocharti Lachem Toirosi, Kevayochel Nimkarati Imo. I sold myself with the Torah. I've come with. I'm with it. Look deeper into the Amazon box and you'll find Kevayochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael is there. Shanema Veyichu Li Truma, and there's a Moshel to a Melech, and he had a Basichido, and he married her off to a different Melech, and then this other Melech wanted to go take the princess away, and the Melech didn't want his daughter to go away, so where's she going to live? But he didn't want to live here. And then the Pshara was, no, Shekomo Kam Shato Oilech, make a little dirala where my daughter can remain. Kachomach Veshvoch Yisrael, I've given you the Torah. Lifresh Mimenu Eina Yochel. I can't stand back from the Torah, it's my Torah. To tell you to take it and go away with it, I can't. So b'chol mokem sh'atem holchim, I'm going to live with you, says the Medrash. Nimkarti imo. There's a Bach in Hilchas Birchas HaTorah where there's a whole question whether to say in the Birchas HaTorah the word lishmo, etc., which we do say. And he says, why? And why is the word lishma so important? And the Bach ultimately says, because the purpose of Torah is that a person should become a merkava lishchino. You know, we talk about the Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the big tzaddikim, that they were a heichal for carrying Kadosh Baruch Hu. They were merkava wherever they went. Wherever they went, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with them. Every single yid has got that potential. And the purpose of Torah isn't accumulation of knowledge. It's not just that a person should be well-versed. It's not just the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The person who becomes imbued with Torah, kevayochel, has got, nimkarati imo, has got a chelik HaKadosh Baruch Hu with him. What's the bracha we make when we see a huge Talmud Chacham? Baruch shecholak michochmosei lireyov. What do we say when we see a huge scientist? Baruch Shenosan Michachmosei Lebosadom. Shenosan. Nosan means he gave it. He gave it. Hashbaruch Hu had it and he's given it. When you see a huge Talmid Chacham, what do we say? Baruch Shecholak. Because it's a chelik vayochel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is it's a chelik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going with. And that's why, Moiv Raboisai, we can understand why it is that we need the Hachana for this. Were it to be a simple knowledge, and so we say that, so we learn it. So we learn science. Do we have a huge hachana? We're gonna prepare ourselves, and we say, okay. We learn it, we study it, we've got a brain, so we'll receive it. No, the hachana is because we need ourselves to be koina this Torah, to have the Shechina with us, so we should become a merkava l'shechina. To become merkava l'shechina, we have to be kedim aruyin mekach. Otherwise, as I said, with the wrong software. The only way we can do it if we link up, we connect. We can have a wonderful, happy, and enjoyable life with that all faket. That's what gives the person the ultimate simcha. And obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in Olam Hazeh to live a life of Olam Hazeh and elevate it to a bechina of Olam Haba. And that's why, even though the Maral writes that it would appear it's incompatible, and at the same time, that means Torah is incompatible with the human beings, and that's why the Medrash says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, the Malachim said, Ma yelud isha beinenu, what do you agree with a person? It means to say is because it is incompatible with us, with our human traits, if we just allow it just to us to be regular human beings and go a Gashmi's direction. And that's how we've got to fine-tune. How the Pasuk says in Dvarim, Ki korei velecha adova ma'oid beficha uvilvavcha la'asoysoy. It's very easy. Torah is easy. Ki korei velecha ma'oid, yeah. As if to say, just learn it. So how is it easy? I saw Rabbi Hartman, so Zayin Gesund in his Agoyis on the Maral, he asked this, how can the Maral say how hard and incompatible it is? Ki korei velecha, it's korei. And he's got a mahalich there. But I think the answer is, ki kori velecho, because it's easy for us, or it's possible for us to be able to be koina the Torah if we become muchonim the Torah. If we leave it as such, then it's incompatible as a merchek, shemayim v'aretz, and we can't have it. We'll sit and learn it. Yeah, have you ever seen a goy learn tokfei koyen? Goy kenish learn tokfei koyen, etc. It's hard, so you can't learn it, and etc. But if we korei v'lecho, it's close and possible and feasible for us if we become compatible by preparing ourselves and be becoming ruchnistic people, and then we can be koine the Torah and have the correct connection to Torah that we ought to have. So my rabbi, it's endless, the Torahs we can talk about for Shavuos. Have I got another 2 minutes? Perhaps I'll finish with something on a similar vein. We're taught that the Torah was given, the Torah was offered to the other nations. And this nation says, no, we can't take it because of the Signiv, we can't take it because of the Sigzoil, and etc. So they didn't get it. Yeah? If you want to pass on one mitzvah of the Torah, you don't have the Torah. The Torah is 630 mitzvahs. We learn Ilchus Geirus from there. If a Nochri says, yeah, I want to become a Yid, but Hashem just pass on one or two, a bit difficult for me, yeah, you can't have Torah. It's not a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. There's another kasha. Okay, so there's a kasha on this. What do you mean? Goyim, or in any case, Mechuyev, in Aseres HaDibros, because of Leisigzoil, and Leisinov, and because of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach. So what do you mean? They don't to accept the Torah because the Torah is demanding the Sigzal. The Sigzal are going to be Mechuyiv in any case. And they say nothing can be Mechuyiv in any case. So surely that's a bit silly. That's not a reason why you don't accept the Torah. You don't accept the Torah, you're still going to be Mechuyiv. I have another kasher Rabbi Sai, that if you think about it, Leisach Moed in the Aseres HaDibros is a bit of an anti-climax. You know, if you start with a sachmoid and you build and you go upwards and I'm in a kal and I covered and etc. Leisachmoid, yeah. Leisachmoid, it's an issa, you shouldn't do it. Someone's got his beautiful Bentley and you shouldn't be standing there. And why has he got it? I wish it was mine. Okay. But that is that. So there's the famous Ibn Ezra who asked the question, Leisachmoid, how can the Torah demand that? I see it, I want it, I like it, it's mine, it's beyond me, I can't do that. So he gives his famous answer. He says, Moshe Labas Kafri, that you know, you have a common person, he's never going to want the Bas Melech. I think that Moshe may have been lost in today's world, but okay, it doesn't matter. In any event, he gives his terms. But I once heard from a Gaon who pointed the following. The Ibn Ezra, when he says the Kasha, he says, Rabim Masmiim. A lot of people ask this question. And the Mashmoah says it's not really a Kasha. If you ask the question, okay, I've got an answer for you, and he's got his moshel, Rabbi Masmim. But why? What's the answer? The answer, no, and could be that's the pinnacle of the Sachmoid. Could be the Sachmoid is the pinnacle of the Aseres HaDibros, I mean to say. What does that mean to say? That a person is kosher in Olam Hazeh, he's tied down in Olam Hazeh, and everything Olam Hazeh brings, everything Olam Hazeh has, and etc. Then that's where he is, so that's not a great madrega. And in that madrega, he's going to be wanting of everything. And everything he feels he hasn't got, and somebody else has got, he's going to be on the lookout. And I could have this, and I could have that. And why can't I have this? The Leisachmoid tells me, not only Adin Leisigzoil, and Leisinof, and etc. It tells me what a Yid should be. Leisachmoid, don't be that person who's down there. Leisachmoid means to say is be a spiritual person. Walk around your whole life with head high as a ishruchni, as someone who's kosher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mimela, there will be no Leisachmoid. A person who's got his mind, his focus on the loftier things in life. He's trying to be masig hasogas. He's trying to understand things. He's trying to learn things. He's even trying to live an elevated form of life. So Leisachmoid is distance from him. He's not in the Leisachmoid zone. He's not a loisachmoid person. So loisachmoid really is the pinnacle of the Aseres HaDibros, telling me what a person should be. And if that's what the person is, then Mimele he's going to keep away from that. Mimele could be Rabbeisai to answer that question. With this I finish. Started a minute late. With this I finish. The Aseres HaDibros that Yidden are mechuyev to keep is that they should be mufka. They should have no shaychus with loisigzel. Not they shouldn't just do the act. I saw £10. No, don't go and take it. Don't grab it. No. Zichanisht. But loisigzel, loisilf means to say a person should be a million miles from that. Harchikim tachve keshes should be a different person, should be a different metzias. That's really what the Aseres HaDibros are telling you. That chiyuv, sheva mitzvahs min anoich, they don't have it. All the goyim mitzvah, don't steal. And don't do immoral acts. That's all a mechuyev. But a person should be mufka, they have no shaykhus to it. A goy doesn't have that mitzvah. That's a Aseres HaDibros that we didn't have had. So obviously the message of all of this is to know what a madrega, what the most amazing life we have of Shomer Torah mitzvahs and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. Mishem, that should be your cause to celebrate Shavuos. But the celebration of Shavuos comes with the hachana that we began with. Hatzlocha and a good yontif for everybody.
Why do we have the Shavuos itself on the first day of Shavuos when we have the second day?
All right.
It's not a proof.
It's all right.
No, I'm not.
No, 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 no